I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. We thank God that the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad about it? I know I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, we're in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and we're going verse by verse through the Bible. Amen. And glory to God, we've been blessed to come down to the 26th verse. And the 26th verse says in Proverbs 16, that is chapter 16, verse 26, in the King James Version, it reads, "He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him." Glory to God. Beloved of God, I just want to remind you one more time, glory to God, about the books on our website. That is on the I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church.org website. The books are free. Glory to God. You can go on the website and click the book and then go down the list of books. There's approximately five of them, and read them on the screen. Or if you want a hard copy, you can download them to your printer, and all of it's free. Amen. Glory to God. All of that is given to you as a gift from your Heavenly Father. Glory to God for your edification. Amen. Glory to God. Hope that you would enjoy those free books, free. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Glory to God. Proverbs 16:26 in the King James Version. Well, the person who labors, he labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. Amen. Glory to God. Hunger, the necessity to eat, drives men on to labor. Amen. Glory to God. And I believe that's a good thing. Because if God did not build that in, what man would want to get up and leave the comfort of his home, his comfort zone? Amen. You're at home on the weekends, you know. You're home on the weekends, and you're eating a lovely dinner, and the pace is nice and leisurely, and it's comfortable, and you get to do the things that you want to do, and take a nap if that's what you want to do. Glory to God, and just have an enjoyable, pleasant time. Amen. Now, Monday comes. Who would want to get up, particularly if it's raining? Who would want to get up and just leave the comfort of their home on their own? They wouldn't do it. They'd stay home. Amen. But the whole world is out here. The whole world is out here, and we need things to motivate us to get to step in. Amen. And one of the things that motivates men is that, glory to God, they get hungry. And in fact, in Ecclesiastes 6:7 says, all the labor of a man is for his mouth, yet his appetite is not fulfilled, is not filled. Amen. All the labor of a man is for his mouth. And you'll find in history, if you examine history, glory to God, that when times of turmoil come, people will give all the money that they've saved. They'll trade their furniture, trade anything for food. Amen. In a food emergency, people will trade everything for food. They'll trade jewelry for food, money for food, objects in their house for food, anything for food. Amen. That's how important food is. I never, until I read the Bible, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that concept of the supreme importance of food in the natural, how important food is. Glory to God. And so in the natural, a man's main reason for working is to buy food for himself and his family. But the odd thing is that he is never satisfied. He is never satisfied. Years ago when I was studying about satisfaction, to my mind, I discovered what satisfaction was. We're talking about natural things. In natural things, satisfaction is found in moderation. And I thought that was so striking because when I first approached the subject, I thought satisfaction would be in having all you could possibly want of something. And you think about ice cold water. You're outside working in the garden or cutting the grass or washing the car or doing something, and it's 90 degrees out. Oh, you get so thirsty. You get so thirsty that you come in the house. Amen. Now, you get that great big glass of lemonade, ice lemonade, or a cold drink of water, ice water. Amen. Now, you think about that. What does that first glass do? Oh, it is just so wonderful. An 8-ounce glass of ice cold water or lemonade. Oh, it's so delicious. Amen. Well, it's so delicious, we're going to give you a second glass. A second glass? Well, I don't know about a second glass. Let me see. And you drink a half or maybe 3/4 of that second glass. Well, we want to make sure you're satisfied. We're going to give you a third glass of lemonade, ice cold lemonade. It's so cold and delicious. Look, it's sweating on the side of the glass. And look, it's just packed with ice. And it's so cold, it's delicious. And you say, oh, yes, it is cold, and it does look delicious. But no, thank you, I don't want any more. Oh, but it's 95 degrees out. And you're so hot. Come on, have another glass. I mean, if one glass is delicious, just think what 3 glasses is going to be. It's going to be so delicious. No, thank you. I've had enough. Well, come on now. I mean, just at least take a sip. At least take a couple of sips. You take a sip and you set it right back down. Don't want any more. What happened? Amen. What happened? You went from expectation, great expect, to being full, so full that it becomes repugnant. You don't want another drop. You don't want any more. Well, what happened? Where's satisfaction? I discovered it's just like the Bible says. Satisfaction, we're talking about natural things now. We're talking about natural things. Satisfaction is found in moderation. Amen? Satisfaction is found in moderation. For after you drink that first glass, ice cold glass of lemonade, oh, it's so delicious and so refreshing. It hits the spot. Amen? And then I pour you another glass. Oh, you're going to try. You're going to drink some of that. And after about a half a glass of that, you're satisfied. You're good. You're good. Right there, you're good. If I ask you to go on, then you're not good. Amen? You get to the place where you no longer, it's repugnant to you. You absolutely don't want any more. In fact, you turn your back on it and walk out. Amen? Glory to God. Well, like we said before, where is I found, and I thought it was so odd, you would think that satisfaction is found in being full, 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 just full to overflowing. Have you ever sat there, take a Thanksgiving dinner, and the food is so delicious? We go to Aunt Vic's house, and the food is so delicious, and you eat, and you eat, and you eat, and you eat. Now, when you first start off, everything, oh, the gravy, the giblet gravy, oh, the mashed potatoes, oh, the turkey, oh, the cranberry sauce, oh, everything is just so delicious, amen? And it's so good, you want to keep on eating and keep on and keep on. But at some point in time, you recognize, I had enough. I've had enough. I can't eat another bite, amen? And you get so full, you get miserable. And then after you have all that, you have to have sweet potato pie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on that nice, warm, sweet potato pie. Amen? And you eat that. Amen? And then you have lemonade or whatever else there is that you're to drink. And you walk in the living room and you sit down on the couch. And instead of being satisfied, what are you? You're miserable. You've overeaten and you're stuffed, amen? And so I found that satisfaction was not found in being absolutely full, 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 full to overflowing. But that true satisfaction, if you're wise, true satisfaction is found in moderation. You might have one plate, and then you might have just a little bit more. But then you stop. Why? Because you're satisfied. Amen? But the things of the world, you'll find that even when you eat to your satisfaction in the world, glory to God, that people are never really satisfied. When it comes to income, a man, I always found this so intriguing. A man, even when his income increases, the more he wants, the more his income increases, the more he wants to buy. Imagine how far he would get. I've thought about this. Imagine how far he would get if, when he got an increase, he would save that increase or invest that increase or just have it for himself set aside. Instead, the more he makes, the more he spends, to the place where, do you know that Mike Tyson, it's reported that he went through and spent $200 million. $200 million. Now, he never had $1 million on the street before he went into boxing and became a world champion boxer. He wouldn't have dreamed to even have $1 million. And yet, the more he made, the more he spent. Isn't that odd? You would think that people would say, okay, I'm living where I'm living. I have the car that I have. I'm satisfied. No. They immediately have to get another house. You know, I know somebody, to my great dismay, and the thing that so hurts me in my heart about him, every time he's out of debt, he goes right back into debt. He'll work himself, he pays those payments, struggle to make the payments every month, and he finally gets out of debt. And you would think he would say, I'm satisfied, I'm out of debt. No more debt. I don't want those payments anymore. I don't want to struggle. But that's not what he does. He goes out and immediately gets another loan, and then he's back struggling every month, trying to make those payments, trying to service that debt. Amen? Glory to God. The more a man's income rises, the more he wants to buy, the more he's not satisfied. Amen. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm up against a break. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we were considering Proverbs 16:26, and then we went to Ecclesiastes 6:7. And once again, Ecclesiastes 6:7 in the King James says, all the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. Amen. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. And when I think of that, I think of, haven't you ever seen that picture of a man in a cart being pulled by a mule, and he has a long stick with a carrot hanging down on a string, hanging down in front of the mule, and the mule is running as fast as he can. But no matter how slow he runs or how fast he runs, he can never get the carrot. Amen? Because the carrot is dangling down on a string in front of him. So it doesn't matter how much he runs and how much he tries to get the carrot always eludes him. Amen? And in the natural, that's how things are. When you try to seek satisfaction in natural things, amen, they just are not satisfying. And what people call satisfaction might be satisfaction for a moment or two, but then they hunger again. Amen. Glory to God. But Jesus said, talking about all the labor of a man is for his mouth, Jesus said in John 6:27, Jesus said not to labor for the meat that perishes, but for the meat that genders unto eternal life. Amen? And what the Lord Jesus meant was not that we shouldn't labor for the food that we need for our daily living, but that we shouldn't make that our supreme goal in life. The job shouldn't be our supreme goal. Satisfying the lust of our flesh shouldn't be our supreme goal. Glory to God. But rather, our supreme goal should be to make sure that our soul is fed day by day. You know, the natural things that God put in the earth, God put those natural things in the earth as examples. We could look at those things. Because, see, you can see natural things and experience them, but you can't see some spiritual things. Amen? Quite a few spiritual things are invisible to us. So we can look at the natural to learn about the spiritual, the unseen spiritual things. And just like you need to get washed up every morning. When you first wake up in the morning, don't you go through your morning hygiene? You wash up, you brush your teeth, etc., etc. Amen? And so you make sure you wash up every day. And also you make sure, and some people say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, whether it is or not. I don't know. A nutritionist would make that call. But there's people that feel that breakfast is the most important meal of the day because it breaks the fast that you've been on for 8 hours while you slept, and also it starts your day off, your whole day off, and you want to start your whole day off right. Amen? Glory to God. Well, just as in the natural you want to clean up and you want something to eat for natural food, it points to spiritual. Amen? To let you know that just as you need to wash up in the morning, your morning regimen or hygiene or habit pattern, you also need to clean up spiritually. You need to go in prayer and ask God to forgive you for your sins. Amen. You need to plead the blood of Jesus. Ask him to cover you in the blood. Amen. And to wash you. Glory to God. Repent. You need to repent constantly. I have a, we know from Apostle Bibi. She says often you need to repent absolutely at least once a day and probably several times during the day because there's things that you do. We serve an awesomely holy God, awesomely holy. And out of the abundance of our heart proceeds all kinds of evil things. And we need to have that washed, amen, and forgiven, amen, glory to God. And so we need to, talking about spiritual things now, we need to wash several times a day. You wash, hopefully you wash in the morning, and then in the evening you have some kind of hygiene before you go to bed, amen. And so not only do you ask God to continue to protect you while you're sleeping, glory to God, but also you ask God to forgive you of something you might have done that could possibly have offended him during your day, a wrong thought, an evil thought, amen, glory to God. You need to wash, amen, and then you need to eat, just like in the natural, you go down and have breakfast. Amen. You need to eat. This is very important. This is very important because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your heavenly Father's mouth. I'm not quoting that scripture. I changed the end part. I'm not quoting it, but that's the essence of what he said. And that was a revelation to men because they didn't know spiritual, true spiritual things until he revealed them. Amen. And he let men know. You might be thinking that all you need to do is have oatmeal or eggs and bacon for breakfast. You might think that so. But I'm here to give you another revelation. And that is, not only do you need eggs and bacon or oatmeal or fruit or whatever you have for breakfast, your breakfast, but you also need to have a breakfast in the Word of God. You need to spend some time in the Word of God. I was reading this book by a professional athlete, who operates at an extremely high elite level, a very elite level. And one of the things, and he's not a religious person at all, but one of the things he said is a must for elite individuals. If you're going to be in the upper echelon of elite athletes, that you need to spend at least 20 minutes a day just meditating on something spiritual, something positive, something motivational, something that, and he doesn't put it in biblical words, we would say something that would feed the soulish realm, something that would feed your spirit, amen? Glory to God. And so even in the natural, people realize that there's other parts of me that I need to feed every day. And, beloved, that's why people fail to have satisfaction in their life. They feel they're missing something. Don't you know that an alcoholic, what he really wants to do, what he's really trying to do, is satisfy his desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But he doesn't know to express it that way. He doesn't know that's what he's looking for. He's looking for something to be filled with something, so he fills himself up with alcohol. And that goes with so many other things. People who are constantly making all kinds of delicious foods. Now, beloved, I have nothing against food, particularly delicious food. But understand what I'm saying. People can be searching for something, and they're searching in it in a natural way, not understanding that the satisfaction that they're looking for is truly in the Word of God. It's in God and the Word of God. But they don't know that. And so they keep searching on a natural level. Well, maybe it's in gourmet food, or maybe it's in sexual excitement, or maybe it's in drinking or drugs or something. But I'm looking for something. I'm looking for satisfaction. In fact, didn't they have that song, I don't get no satisfaction? I think they made a whole song out of that. Amen. He couldn't find any satisfaction, and he said he tried and he tried and he tried, but he could get no satisfaction. People are looking for satisfaction. They're looking for something, and the Lord Jesus pointed it out. Amen. That, glory to God. That man, you can't. Jesus didn't say, if you don't like God and the things of God, you can muddle through. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said, man shall not live. In other words, you can't live. You think you can live on just natural food, three meals a day or two meals a day or whatever is your particular practice. But Jesus said you can't live. You might exist on just eating natural food. You might exist, but you're not going to experience life, and then you're not going to have eternal life except you come to him. Amen. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavenly laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you satisfaction in your soul. Amen. I'll impart to you God's life, that eternal life. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's a revelation to men. Make sure in your daily routine, the formation of positive habits, and that's what you want to do in life. You want to have a schedule of positive habits. Make sure that you wash and that you eat. That is, you wash before God, ask him to cleanse you, and you eat. You spend some time in the Word of God. Glory to God. Every day you want to spend some time in the Word of God. And I guarantee you that if you do it, I know what I'm talking about here. I guarantee that if you do it, your whole day will be different. Your whole day will be better. I've had days when I had a crushing schedule, and everything in me in the natural wanted to jump up and run out and get started in my day because the list was so long. But only because of God, I would spend that time on my knees. And when I would get up and go out, I wasn't behind. Because the Holy Spirit helped me, because I spent time with him first, things went bam, bam, bam. He got more accomplished. In fact, when you spend time with God in the morning, he'll cause more to be accomplished than you could have did if you started off first thing and said, I don't have time for prayer. I'm running out the door. I'm going to start. At the end of the day, you won't have gotten it all done. If you spend that 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever you can do, and then go out at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're all done. Why? Because God done fixed things. Things that I was going to do when I got there, they were already done. So the list just shrank. This has happened time and time and time again. If you spend time with God, glory to God, every day, if you wash, glory to God, and eat, glory to God, you eat the Word of God. Jesus said that he was the bread that came down from heaven. He is the living bread. You need to eat bread every day. I'm not talking about natural bread. You need to partake of the Word every day. And if you partake of the Word every day, not only will you have help when you go out for the rest of your day, but your whole attitude will be different because you'll be calm. Not only that, you'll have contentment. If I'm snapping at my wife or she's snapping at me, one of us will know you haven't been in the Word. Because if you had been in the Word, you wouldn't be snapping. You'd be just as calm and just as nice. If you're snapping or your mate is snapping or people around you are snapping, ask them, have you been in the Word today? Because, boy, you're on fire. Amen. But glory to God. when you spend a little time in the Word, you're just as content, and you can find satisfaction in the things of God. Glory to God. All the labor of a man is for his mouth. Glory to God. I'm over time. We're out of time already. Isn't that phenomenal? God bless you. See you next week. The Bible is right. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.